This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, whether it's riots in New York, Minneapolis, Denver, Louisville, I think we even had some protesters in Nevada. The George Floyd death has angered, obviously, thousands, if not millions. And this is the start of, I think, more to come. And I don't know why I'm at a loss for words. I know finally I'm at a loss for words. There's an issue here that's a lot deeper than what's going on. And do you guys ever, like when you read the history books and you see before, like, World War One or World War Two, they start to play Monday Morning Quarterback and they go back and they kind of review with you all the things that happened, and you're like, well, no wonder we went to war. No wonder we went to war. I feel like that's what's going on right now. I feel like something worse is supposed to happen. I hate having this feeling. I hate it. But there's supposed to be some complete meltdown of something. And here we are in the stages leading up to it. Okay? What happened with George Floyd was unexplainable. I can't explain it. I don't think anybody can. We know that we have bad cops. We have good cops. We got tons of good cops. We have bad doctors. We have good doctors. We have bad teachers. We have good teachers. But when you do something right, no one remembers. When you do something wrong, no one forgets, especially when you see the video footage of it. So people are ticked. People are really, really ticked. But then you see Target completely looted. In fact, in Minneapolis, I think they have to close down all the Targets in the Twin Cities. Why Target? Why did people go after Target? Maybe because there's Target. I don't know. Maybe because it's red. Maybe it's because the doors are easily open. Maybe people think that they staff Target like they staff Walmart with, you know, senior citizens. So they thought that maybe people wouldn't, you know, stop them. But when you see Target saluted and AutoZone, I think AutoZone was on fire, and I think CVS and you know, and then the precincts, and when you see these places get looted, you need to see the bigger picture here. People are mad. And it could be mad about anything. It could be mad about George Floyd. It could be mad about, you know, aggression, police aggression. They could be mad about the coronavirus. They could be mad about Obamacare. I mean they, you know, but when you lock people up, and yes, I am going to relate this, you know, to coronavirus and to the way that we've done things the last few months. When you lock people up and then they finally get to let out, then being under the guise of, look, you're going to be locked down and it's all going to be better. Okay. If you stay put, if you listen to us. All right, we got things covered, whether it's in law enforcement, whether it's the economy, whether it's the virus. You listen to us, you do what we say, and then we let you out, and it's not better. In fact, it's worse. Things are more costly. People are getting pay cuts. Some people don't have jobs. You know, if you think the riots, you know, are going to stop anytime soon, you know, this is George Floyd and then some. People are ticked. We talked about this yesterday. We talked about this the other day. When people lose control and they don't feel like they have control, they take control. And they'll lash out at anybody, whether it's Target, whether it's CVS. I mean, you know, I don't know if you've ever had, you know, parents with a bad day, you know, and then you as the kid get the licking. You know, if people are mad and they can't go after who they're mad at, then the rest of us take it. So, you know, lootings and you know, the damage and the arson and all that we're seeing, this is just the tip of the iceberg. And, I mean, I think I see how we got here. I don't know how we could have prevented it. But, you know, when you see people ticked, and I got to be careful with the words I use because we're on air, but they are really, really PO'd. They are, you know, people are mad. It doesn't, it almost doesn't matter what the original, you know, impetus was. All right? People want control. Now, you can't just have full, complete anarchy. You know, we couldn't with coronavirus or with anything just say, all right, you know what? We're not going to, you know, you guys do whatever, spread the virus, keep your, you know, businesses open, steal, loot, whatever. We do have to have some control. We are a society. We do have to have law and order. But we made these decisions the last few months autonomously and pretty dictatorially saying, okay, this is how it's going to be. And this is what you need to do. And then we expected, okay, well, you know what? It'll work out because everybody's going to be behind the cause. And then the people get out there going, wait a second, really? Okay, yeah, this virus might have been a really bad virus, but really? And yes, I think a lot of the people that are mad and looting and rioting, I think part of it is what we all endured the last few months. I mean, it caused this, you know what? I'm done. I mean, especially if, you know, people are at their wit's end when, you know, and again, I don't know what happens. I don't know what goes on in the minds of law enforcement when they have their lives on the line and they, you know, feel attacked or they, you know, I, and that's not for us to debate right now, okay? You know, what happened to George Floyd was horrible. But now we have people that are, now America's getting divided. People are anti-cop. People are anti, you know, whatever. We're going to start seeing more and more divide and you know what are we doing about it? You know, well, still wear your masks and oh, coronavirus is still out there and you know, guys, maybe we shouldn't reopen and maybe we should just lock down again. Yeah, I heard people talking about, well, why don't we lock down again? If we lock down again, people won't loot. No. Okay, when people are mad, they're mad. People want control. And a good government allows us to have some control. A good government doesn't tell us to stop, you know, our livelihood, stop our business, stop our relationships, not have funerals, not have weddings. So what we're seeing right now is a symptom of a whole slew of problems. And I don't see it getting fixed anytime soon. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. If you're a police officer, you know, I would love to hear from you. This is a real, real, real difficult time. We hear that police across America are kind of, you know, speaking out, and they're condemning, you know, the cop-related killing of George Floyd and, you know, in-custody killings. And, you know, I would like to hear from you guys, you know, what is the process? How, you know, how are people dying in custody? You know, what is happening? Is it that, you know, it's a brutal force? Is it that, you know, people with medical conditions that, you know, certain techniques used on them are what, you know, as a doctor, I look at it medically as you have people there that, you know, people that, you know, might have, you know, cardiomyopathy or people that might have, you know, certain medical conditions, and then you asphyxiate them for a certain period of time, and you think, well, the average person, you know, can, you know, breathe through this, and then unfortunately they don't. They, you know, succumb to asphyxia or whatever. Or, you know, we're only seeing clips of video, so we don't get the full story, so we don't know. And I don't think there's a lot of people out there, you know, willing to listen, but would like to listen and would like to hear, you know, what is happening, what sort of restraining techniques are out there, and, you know, why are in-custody deaths happening? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-32. 5-4. Big thanks, by the way, to Genesis Communications Network out there for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. And big thanks to our law enforcement who every day put their lives on the line to protect us and keep our city safe. And, if I was a police officer, I would probably be beside myself right now, because now you have the world, you know, anti-cop again, and they always put their lives on the line. And when something like this happens, you know, does it represent, you know, is it representative? Well, no, it's not. You know, these in custody deaths, you know, are rare, but when they happen, people want answers. So they say, according to Daily Mail here, police across the U.S. have spoken out regarding the George Floyd death on social media. They have condemned the in-custody death that took place in Minneapolis earlier this week, both police chiefs and sheriffs, after previously having, you know, more quiet responses. You know, we're critical of the actions of the cops in Minneapolis. They said among the cops involved, former officer Derek Chauvin lost his job because he pressed his knee down on Floyd's neck. Floyd was on the ground. It sounds like he was begging for air. Then he stopped talking. He stopped moving. Floyd was detained by Chauvin because he had matched a description of somebody who tried to pay with a counterfeit bill. I think it was like a $20 counterfeit bill. And the 46-year-old apparently had resisted arrest. We don't see the footage of that, but then again, that's, you know, we're only seeing clips of what the media gives us. Either way, though, we are seeing footage of Chauvin's, you know, knee on his neck and unfortunately causing him difficulty to breathe. There was a wrestler that posted a picture of this move. He apparently is getting backlash because he had said, you know, that his, you know, his sparring partner wasn't dead yet. But apparently in wrestling, and I'm not a wrestler, it's a pretty, common move to be able to restrain somebody by, you know, holding them down, you know, by their neck, apparently with a pressure point. And but I, you know, when you look at this medically speaking, you're like, that's dangerous in so many different ways. I mean, you could sever spinal cords, you could, you know, cause them to not breathe, and you know, this is really, really difficult, because again, I'm not in the position that police officers are, where your life is on the line, you're always being threatened, you're always being shot at, you know, and now you have to restrain somebody, you know, and so they're not a threat. I'm not saying it's justified by any means, no way, but I can't put myself in a cop's shoes, and we can't, and we shouldn't. But people would like answers, would like to know, you know, how, why, you know, do people die in custody? You know, I mean, you know, doctors get blamed when somebody dies within the hospital, but we called the paramedics, we went to the hospital, you were supposed to save us. Well, you know, there's only so much we could do with, you know, police arrests and, you know, in custody, demises. You know, we're assuming somebody is perfectly healthy when they're being arrested. And so, it's a harder defense. The rioting that's been going on is obviously devastating. We hear, I think, 7 people were shot. In Kentucky, 7 people shot as they were protesting the death of Breonna Taylor, who had been killed by a police officer months ago. And Target had to close 24 of their stores because of the looting and rioting. And, I said, you know, social media, people are saying, no, Target's going to be okay. They have insurance. It's not about, you know, Target per se and the company having insurance. It's about the people that work there. It's about, you know, the safety issues. It's about knowing that at any time, you know, our world can just lose it. And, you know, it's a dangerous time. And so, you know, I heard when I guess TJ Maxx was done being looted or when police got involved in or when Target, I guess, was completed in terms of the looting, then people went on to the next store, TJ Maxx, or, you know, it's a spread you can't stop it once it starts. You know, and, you know, maybe the protest got died down last night, and, you know, maybe, you know, certain places have control, and I think the National Guard got called in, but it's still chaotic. It's still, you know, we still have demonstrations. We still have, you know, people planning to, you know, they want to be heard. I mean, the reason why this is happening, you know, is because people want to be heard. And then, you know, well, we might as well, you know, take advantage of the situation. If there's a store and people are going in and taking stuff and it's free, then you know what? I want mine too. I want mine too. And, you know, it's a feeling that people have psychologically after they feel they've been assaulted or they've been suppressed or they've been, you know, treated unfairly. So, you know, and it's a shame that, you know, Target has to take the brunt of it, or CVS or AutoZone or any of these stores do. One gentleman was able to save his store. You see a picture of him standing in front of his store untouched, and he had signs saying black owner, and he had put signs, like 7-8 of them up, hoping that looters would see that so they wouldn't go and affect his business. And I think his business was okay. I don't know. I haven't seen pictures since. But, I mean, just imagine the fear that people have right now. You know, people are living in fear. We were living in fear with coronavirus. Then we started living in fear with what's happening to the economy. And then now we're living in fear with looters and fires and you know, chaos. What does that do? Where do we go next with this? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, obviously, you know, new measures in terms of, you know, restraining. Again, I'm not in police force, and so I really, you know, am no authority, and, you know, I'm sure some people are like, well, you know, let the experts handle that, but obviously, yeah, please, because I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but obviously, you know, are there better means to restrain somebody that doesn't put somebody's life at risk? But again, what do you do if somebody's, you know, not that this happened with George Floyd, but in other cases, you know, when somebody's shooting at you, you know, what do you do? You have a right to protect your life. In this particular case, I know we just don't know. We have no answers as to why this had to happen. It's a shame. You know, he did not have to die. And, you know, I don't know if we'll ever get an explanation. But as we're seeing the chaos, as we're seeing people, you know, just crumble, I see people starting to isolate again. And, you know, saying, well, then, you know what, we'll just stay locked up. I see an anti-people feeling right now. Now, what's interesting, though, is when you actually look at the pictures of some of these riots, okay, there's no social distancing. Some wore masks. It was really interesting. Some of the rioters were still wearing masks. Many weren't. You know, they were done. But I do find that interesting where you still have some people, a part of, you know, that common cause of we're going to fight coronavirus. But then again, if they're wearing their mask when they're looting, people might not see who they are. So you also wonder about that, too. But I'm going to tell you right now, I think the whole social distancing thing is kind of going out the window because I think there's going to be more demonstrations, more riots planned, and I don't really think people are going to want to do the six-foot distance. That's just my guess. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free seven-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Cheering protesters and looters torched a Minneapolis police station that the department was forced to abandon as 3 days of violent looting and protesting spread to nearby St. Paul as demonstrations flared up all over the United States over the death of George Floyd. A handcuffed black man pleaded for air as a white police officer kneeled on his neck. Minnesota Democratic Governor Tim Walz is calling on everyone to help restore order.
I understand clearly there is no trust in many of our communities. And I will not patronize you as a white man without living those lived experiences of how very difficult that is. But I'm asking you to help us.
The officer who kneeled on George Floyd's neck has been taken into custody, and President Trump holding a news conference at the White House this hour. You're listening to USA Radio News. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says there will be no pressure in launching SpaceX's first astronaut crew from American soil in nearly a decade.
There will be no pressure. We will launch when we are ready. And I'll tell you, the president and the vice president were proud of the NASA team and the SpaceX team for making the right call for the right reasons.
The flight was scrubbed on Wednesday due to bad weather caused by a tropical storm off the coast. Kennedy Space Center Director Bob Cabana discusses the weather forecast for Saturday.
You know, obviously it's a challenge to compete with the weather here in Florida in the summer, but we're going to do what's right. So we're moving ahead, and it sounds like we got about a 50-50 chance with the weather again tomorrow, and we'll see how it works out.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is giving the thumbs up to outdoor professional sporting events in most of the state's 254 counties at 25% capacity beginning on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Show. Lord have mercy. I got to get my hair done. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, prices are going up. There's some things where prices are going down. I think gas prices are going down. I think some retail is going down. But you guys are going to see prices go up. In fact, somebody in Maryland was complaining because their dentist charges an extra $10 a person because of PPE, personal protective equipment. Now, that's not everybody. That's not dentists across the board, which, by the way, you guys can stop pulling out your teeth. Did you guys hear the people were pulling out their own teeth because they couldn't get it to a dentist? You know, because there weren't enough people open for emergencies, so people just decided to pull out their own teeth. This one woman tried to pull out her own tooth. Didn't work. Okay, in fact, it exposed the root. It was so bad she made it worse. So, you know, people, don't try to cut corners. Okay, a lot of dentists are starting to reopen again. Please reach out to the dentist. If you can't get into a dentist, at least go to an urgent care. Some of us doctors can do some teeth stuff, but for the love of the Lord, don't be trying to pull out a tooth, like tying it around a door or thinking you could dig it out. The tooth is always way, way deeper. It's kind of like an iceberg. Okay, that tooth is more deep than it is surface. So don't be pulling out your teeth, please, for the love of the Lord. But a growing problem that we're seeing, well, I'm seeing because I complain about it all the time, is things are getting more expensive. I had to buy some extra towels because my cats like to pee on them. You know, my kids and husband, when they take a bath, they, you know, rather than, you know, taking off the towel and putting the towel up so it dries so you could reuse, I'll reuse towels. I'll reuse things, okay? And they'll like throw on the ground. So they'll take off their towel, go and get their underwear or whatever, and the towel's just sitting there. Well, then we have Shaky Boo that comes. Shakeboo kind of comes and goes, I could go pee-pee. And he pee-pees on the towel. He prefers to pee-pee on the towel instead of his pee-pee box. So we go through our towels all the time. I decided to buy some towels. The cheapest, most potato sack feeling towels I could get were still $10 a towel. Now, you used to be able to, at Walmart, get these big, huge beach towels that were really pretty and soft and comfortable for $10, maybe even cheaper. Now, the crappiest of the crap are like $10 a pop. Prices are going up. And, you know, understandably so, like restaurants. You know, I haven't really gone out to eat much because I don't think I want to spend close to $100 for something that I used to only be able to spend $40 or $50 for. And just everything keeps going up. Bars open in my neck of the woods. We're really excited about that. I got some celebrating to do with some people tonight. And I would not be surprised if the drinks are like $10, $12 a pop. Really? Really? You know, I bartended. I serve drinks. That's ridiculous. It is just, I mean, you know, you take a $15 or $20 bottle of Jack and you make $12 drinks out of it, really? But they're going to charge that because, again, they're forced to be at certain capacity. Texas, I think Texas gets to open up their stadiums. Texas gets to open up their stadiums and I think be at quarter capacity, one-fourth capacity. So if Dallas plays or whatever, you know, I'm really excited about that. That's great. But, you know, if you're only having a quarter capacity, then how much do you think those hot dogs are going to cost or those beers or those drinks? So, you know, what do you do about these surcharges, these PPE surcharges? Do insurance cover it? If you go and see your doctor and if you go and see your dentist, you know, will insurance cover it? Probably not. But if that dentist or that doctor is, you know, spending that kind of money to protect you, then is it worth you paying? You know, as a doctor, I'm kind of torn on that because, you know, we always have to take it up the retroperitoneum. We just do. When your insurance company only wants to pay you $2.42, there's not much you can do. You can't really renegotiate your contract too well. You know, nobody really, really cares. They think doctors make a lot of money. They think they golf all the time. But if you're already making crap money for what you're doing, and then on top of that, you now have to pay extra per patient. You know, why do you think so many doctors did close? Why do you think so many, you know, people closed down? Why do you think a lot of doctors who own their own shop left and said, you know what, I'm just going to work for somebody. Let somebody else pay for this. I mean, same thing with dentistry. If I was a dentist right now, I don't know what I'd do with myself. I mean, I would be like, I think dentistry is really, really cool. Yeah, you know, I really like the teeth. That probably would have been my next, you know, career. I just really love the teeth. I think the teeth are so awesome. But, if you're not getting paid any extra, and, you know, here you now have to, you know, have all these expensive guidelines, even though the majority of dentists are you know, fully, fully in support of that. They're like, yeah, this is needed with coronavirus. How much can you take? How much can businesses take? Grocery stores. Groceries skyrocketed. Eggs went up about 16%. Eggs. I don't eat eggs, so no big deal. Breakfast cereal went up 1.5%. I agree because I was buying Lucky Charms. I was like, what the hell? Bread went up. Juice went up. Oh, yeah, donuts. I don't really buy donuts because I've been trying to watch my weight. Donuts went up 5%. Well, again, because they have to have all these new rules and buying gloves and masks and things like that. So donuts went up. Muffins went up. Instant coffee. Lunch food. Meat is going up. I mean, if you want meat, it's going to go up. Now, I eat meat. I love meat. Okay? The only reason why I haven't been to Outback Steakhouse is because they still don't have the prime rib. As soon as Outback Steakhouse brings back the prime rib, I guess, I don't know. I don't don't know much about it, but I guess when you buy prime rib and it's got to be fresh, you have to have like that whole thing, and then you have to cut it. So if you don't have enough people ordering it, they don't. So anyway, when Outback Steakhouse in my neck of the woods has prime rib, I'm there, and I'll just sink my teeth into it. I'll order a medium rare. I don't care. Let the juices just, you know, that's just, man. My birthday's coming up. I just want to eat meat. But that's going up. Now, what's going down? Well, you know, Walmart and Target and these big retails were allowed to be open. And I was very grateful, you know, because they had groceries and all that. But a lot of the retail boutique stores couldn't be. So now they're trying to reopen, and they can't get away with the surcharges. Okay, because again, they are competing with Amazon. They're competing with the big stores. So their prices are going down. You're going to see a lot of these retail, these boutique stores drop their prices drastically. You're also going to start seeing fire sales. So if you are in an area where a Victoria's Secret store is closing, you might be able to get your bras half price. And, you know, my bras are usually more expensive because there's so much extra material. It's horrible. My mammograms are more expensive. It really, really stinks. It's really a discrimination against people with big boobs. But there's going to be fire sales. There's going to be so, you know, be careful about where you're shopping. All right. I'm a fan of Amazon because they really saved our butts throughout this coronavirus epidemic. They gave us something to do. We were able to spend our stimulus check before we got it. We were able to order things without going to a store. But, they're charging more. Things are expensive, so gas going down, certain restaurants that are going to want to attract you might lower their cost, but watch out for that. I was watching that Tiger King show, and they accused them of, I guess Walmart will give food that's expired, you know, that you could use for pets because it's still fresh by a day or two. And I guess they said in one of their episodes that they had used that food for their restaurants. Whoa, that's not cool. You know, where you're at a zoo and then you're eating food at a zoo. I hope that isn't true for all zoos. That would stink. If you're eating food that's free from the expired program for animals that ends up being used for the kitchen, that would suck. But, you know, just be prepared out there. Again, you know, we're talking about people kind of at their limits. I don't know how much longer this will go, you know, in terms of whether we're going to see inflation, whether we're going to see, you know, people just, you know, close up. Are people thinking that with the second wave, they only have X amount of time to make money? I know I am. I know I'm looking at it as whatever we have now for the next few months is going to be very temporary. Everything's temporary. And then by the time the fall comes, we're going to have to close again. So, you know, are we going to spike up prices? No. Oh, and minimum wage is going up. So don't be surprised if prices go up because minimum wage is going up. So it's not an easy time. What would I do with my money at this point? I would probably, I don't do stocks. I know everybody's thinking, okay, well, pharmaceutical companies, are you guys watching pharmaceutical stocks? Every other day, somebody's drug is found not to work. And then all of a sudden there's a new company going, oh, well, they have a vaccine. And you're like, I haven't even heard of this stupid company. So now there's another company, and then their stocks go up, and then you buy that stock, and then nothing happens. I don't know if I would really be investing any more in pharmaceuticals. I invested in AstraZeneca and Pfizer a while back, so those did well. But just watch the prices. But guys, be very, very careful with your shopping, and maybe visit local, you know, establishments, because they could really use your help right about now. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada,
we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Did you guys ever see the show Man in the High Castle? We just started watching it because we didn't have, was it Amazon Prime? I don't know why we didn't watch it when it first came out. I think it first came out a couple years ago. But apparently, Man in the High Castle is really, really interesting. It's what would have happened. I'm only in season two, so I don't worry, I'm not going to ruin it for anybody. But apparently, the show is supposed to be what would have happened if the Nazis and the Japanese won World War II. And, you know, what would have happened to America? And so in it, it's kind of interesting how, you know, they rewrite history. But then they do something kind of weird where then they also have our history. So I'm really not exactly, you know, I'm still not getting that, and I hope it doesn't ruin the series. But the when I first heard about what the show was about, I found it very, very intriguing. You know, a show about what would have happened if the Nazis would have won. Not that that's the first time the story's been done, but, you know. We have now some real history where apparently Nazi commandos came, quote, appallingly close to assassinating Winston Churchill, Stalin, and Roosevelt as leaders met at a secret 1943 summit in Tehran to plan the liberation of occupied Europe. This is according to a new book. Now, I get no shock there. I am sure that Hitler wanted, you know, to kill the, you know, heads of the, you know, forces against them. That's obviously that, you know. But apparently they did come close. So they say a group of Nazi trained commandos almost managed to kill Winston Churchill, Franklin Roosevelt, and Joseph Stalin. They were attending a top secret conference in Tehran in 1943. This is according to the book Night of Assassins. And they used information from declassified archives in Washington, Moscow, and London. Author Howard Bloom's story outlines how Hitler's favorite commando, Otto Skorzeny, developed the plan to kill the three leaders using a crack team of 42 assassins who would be parachuted to the outskirts of the Iranian capital in November 1943 before striking. They say the conference was the first time Roosevelt and Churchill met Stalin. So the leaders wanted to be face-to-face, open discussion about defeating Hitler in Japan and the future of post-war Europe. Churchill and Roosevelt, as you know, wanted to liberate the continent from Nazism. Stalin was determined to carve out an area to provide a safety buffer for the Soviet Union. When German intelligence agents had discovered details about the proposed meeting, Hitler ordered a mission to wipe out his opponents. So one possible attack involved storming the British embassy. They were going to use underground water tunnels. There was supposed to be a party for Churchill's birthday on November 30th, 1943. So that was going to be one of the plans. They said Roosevelt had spent 2 years trying to arrange a meeting with Stalin, believing he would be able to negotiate with him through, but the Soviet leader was kind of reluctant to travel. He was afraid that he was going to be killed. So this operation that the Nazis planned, I guess, was called Operation Long Jump. And Skorzeny was going to train a group of renegade Russians who were opposed to Stalin and who were going to be trained in commando tactics. They were tasked with parachuting into Iran in two groups ahead of two further groups of German commandos, and Skorzeny would be there himself. He was chosen for the mission by Hitler, as he had led an audacious mission to rescue the dictator Benito Mussolini, who was being held under guard in a mountaintop hotel that was only accessible by cable car. So after conducting aerial surveillance, Skorzeny decided to use a pair of gliders, according to Daily Mail, to storm the mountaintop to rescue Mussolini. The plan involved Mussolini then being flown to safety on a Storch aircraft. Storch had the ability to land and take off in a very, very small area. So, again, they were able to use gliders to storm the mountaintop. So Tehran was chosen because that's where the meeting with Stalin was going to be. And it's because it was not too far, as he was concerned about assassination. So apparently Stalin had wanted to meet with U.S. and British leaders. He was anxious by the failure in late 1943 of Roosevelt and Churchill to launch a second front in Europe. So he wanted the Western Allies to help relieve pressure on Soviet troops by splitting German troops. Ahead of the meeting, Soviet intelligence claimed to have gathered information on the Germans. So then they cracked U.S. naval codes. They knew where the meeting was. And I guess what had happened is Tehran had been flooded with 40,000 NKVD. I guess they were the predecessor of the KGB. So what ended up happening is the Soviets learned of the plot early. So they had 40,000, I guess, agents there. They intercepted the first group of parachutists, killed them. Then they wiped out the second group of commandos. They were not able to track the last remaining threats, but from what we understand, obviously it didn't happen. So interesting how, you know, what would have happened if, God forbid, that did happen. I mean, it really did take splitting the Nazis between the Allies and between Russia from both ends. That's really what ended up, I mean, the Nazis were such a formidable force. and they just got more and more powerful. And, you know, luckily you had resistance, you know, from Palestine and France and Britain, you know, and of course our American troops and Eisenhower and everybody that was, you know, was Patton and, you know, everybody that was, you know, involved. But it really, you know, what really scared, you know, the Nazis, you know, was, you know, this, because they had Russia. They were, you know, they held them back. Tide turned. So it was World War II, fascinating history. It was just still tragic that all that happened, but crazy if anything would have happened to the big three. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. So, you know, on the coronavirus front, because, you know, we, you know, can't obviously get away from it, the Wuhan wet market appears now, it's official that they were not the origin of the coronavirus pandemic. And China is even saying that. All right? The virus, from what we understand, did come from bats. How and when it jumped to humans? Not sure. Researchers originally thought that the virus started at the wet food market. It has been ruled out because animals at the market were negative for coronavirus. So they think what had happened was the market was the site of a super spreader event. Where the virus came from and got to that person who went to the market is still debatable. The growing theory is somebody who worked at the nearby virology lab got exposed, then went to the market for lunch, and then that's where people got, you know, exposed from there. But there is genetic evidence that the virus originated in Chinese bats. Then it jumped to humans versus via an intermediary animal. So whether a human ate a bat and got it or whether the bat infected, let's say, a domestic animal, and then that domestic animal, you know, who lived with the human, we don't know. That's their theory. A lot of us are thinking it came from lab. Personally, I don't know, because when we were told that the virus hit, we were told that 70,000 people were affected. And they made it sound like it was right away. So to me, that made it sound like there was some aerosol exposure or some acute fast exposure. But if we come to find out that actually what happened is people had this the whole season, so it was able to spread from 1 to 2 to 4 to 8 to 16 and go, you know, exponentially, all bets are off. We don't know. I mean, if it started in December, I'm thinking it was an acute, it was an exposure. If it started back in September, then, you know, it could have been a lot more slow growing. So, you know, still, the virology lab theory, both U.S. and Chinese researchers say there is no evidence. So even the U.S. is being hesitant on saying that's what happened. I still don't understand why nobody has stormed that lab and taken a look. Okay, investigated. I really don't get that. But the wet market didn't get shut down until January 1st. The majority of its 3,600 shops have been reopened by April 14th. Apparently, scientists at Harvard, MIT, and University of British Columbia did examine four samples from the seafood market and found that traces of the virus were 99.9% identical to those taken from a Wuhan patient. So they think it was a site of super spread. We just don't think that was the original site. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.